Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has decided to skip a major conservative political conference going on outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak today at the Conservative Political Action Conference, but said on Twitter that he would not attend in favor of campaigning in states which will soon have primaries and caucuses. The other Republican presidential candidates are attending the meeting. Republican National Committee Chairperson Rance Priebus told the conference the party's nominee for president will have the full support of the party. Meanwhile, at the same conference, retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four nuns from India, were shot to death when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden. Sunita Kumar is a spokeswoman for the Catholic group Sisters of Charity.
And there were five sisters. One of them is the superior, who wasn't located by the gunmen. But the other four were serving at the same time, and they were shot.
No group has claimed responsibility for that attack. The Diffa region of eastern Niger is host to hundreds of thousands of people forced from their homes. Makeshift camps are set up everywhere. Refugees from Nigeria living next to displaced people from Niger, they have one thing in common. They both fear Boko Haram. UN says the situation in Niger presents a special humanitarian challenge. Aid officials trying to help the refugees. This is VOA News. Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015 despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy. That story now from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the United Nations.
A new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released Friday says there were 99 such allegations last year compared to 80 in 2014. Atul Khare, Undersecretary General for Field Support, condemned such misconduct at a news conference on Friday.
That anyone serving under the UN flag should prey on the vulnerable is truly an abomination.
More than half the peacekeeper-related abuse allegations were made against just two UN missions, MINUSCA in the Central African Republic and MINUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Missions in Haiti, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and Mali also had a substantial number of allegations, while peacekeepers in Sudan's Darfur region, Abyei, and Cyprus were the subject of four cases. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days, dismissing speculation by some officials that they'll be delayed. Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Hazraf Omar Kaliwal, told VOA Friday that he's not a lot is happening in the background to get the talks underway. U.S. has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea, an apparent show of force to China. China claims most of the entire South China Sea. U.S. has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the economic data show the doomsday rhetoric coming from some political campaigns is fantasy.
Today, America's businesses are creating jobs at the fastest pace since the 1990s. America's workforce is growing at the fastest pace since the year 2000. It is showing the kind of strength and durability that makes America's economy right now the envy of the world, despite the enormous headwinds that it's receiving because of weaknesses in other parts of the world.
The job numbers show 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed, which is about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. Another 6 million who want to work full-time can only find part-time employment. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.